Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
Are you looking to serve God and society? Consider putting your gifts to work as a lawyer. Ave Maria School of Law has been educating faith-filled lawyers for over 20 years. Ave Maria School of Law is committed to training lawyers to use law appropriately around the moral issues of our time. Visit avemarialaw.edu to learn more about integrating your faith with a law degree.
Looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? Seen the rise in mindfulness meditation, but not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, Hollow is here to help. Hollow is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. From meditations on the daily gospel, to the rosary, to daily examines, Hollow has something for everyone. Hollow is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content, but you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.hollow.app/breadbox.
Hello, welcome to the Daily Bible, where we go through the Bible verse by verse. My name is William Hemsworth. It is great to be with you all. Hope everyone had a great weekend, and it's Thanksgiving week, so happy Thanksgiving. Today we're going to cover Matthew chapter 5, verses 46 through 48, and this will close out Matthew chapter 5 for us, and tomorrow we'll start on chapter 6. So here we go, Matthew chapter 5, verses 46 through 48 say, "For if you love those who love you, what reward have you? Do not even the tax collectors do the same? And if you salute only your brethren, what more are you doing than others? Do not even the Gentiles do the same? You therefore must be perfect, as your heavenly Father is perfect." So in the last episode, Jesus was telling us to love our enemies, and this carries on into this. So he says, if you only love those who love you, what good is that? Now, this doesn't mean that we shouldn't love those who love us. Definitely we should. But we should also love those who really don't care for us. Now, this doesn't mean that we go try to have a beer with them or anything like that. But we treat them with dignity. We treat them with respect, because they're made in the image of God, and we're always there for them to help out if they need help. So what's interesting is verse 48, "You therefore must be perfect, as your heavenly Father is perfect." Now this goes back to the book of Leviticus chapter 19. And so here Jesus is advocating for morality, a moral high ground that's higher than in the old covenant, because Jesus is establishing a new covenant. So just like Israel was told to imitate the holiness of God, Jesus is telling us, his followers, he's telling the church to imitate the compassion and the mercy of Christ to everyone. So I think that's very important in today's world. We're the extension of Christ's mercy. Christ invites everyone to the perfection of charity. Not just those who agree with the church, everyone. Church is for everyone. All Christians are invited to the fullness of the truth. So if we're only loving those who love us, we're really not doing the Christian thing and spreading the gospel to every creature. God bless you. Have a great day. And tomorrow we start chapter 6. God bless you.